Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church. Is that really echoey? Oh my goodness, that seems echoey. I'm guessing that Pastor Cheryl was not as loud as I can usually be. It is wonderful for me to be back. I hope that you think it's equally wonderful that I am back. All right? It is good for us to be together as we continue this green and growing season after Pentecost, as we continue this time where we give thanks to God for all His goodness. We also want to quickly, but before she has to duck out, we also want to say thanks to God for Cheyenne and all that she does, and pray for safe trips as she heads off to college today. So please, please, please have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful semester. All right? Okay. We have Sunday school bags in the back. So if there are children here, if there will be children visiting your house this day, this week, please make sure they pick up a Sunday school bag, where with crafts and stories and all kinds of wonderful things, they can discover how much God really loves them. So please make sure you look for those Sunday school bags. I also want to say thank you to everyone who had a part in Vacation Bible School. I wasn't here last week to say that, but I want to say it this week. It was a wonderful time. We had 14 kids here. We had all kinds of good fun. And so thank you to everyone who was part of it. And if you're hearing about it and you're going, wow, that sounds like a great time, don't worry. We'll have another one next year and we'll try to get as many of you involved as we can then also. Today at the 10:30 worship service, we welcome into God's family Lillian Ruth Heading to the sacrament of holy baptism, and I ask that you would please pray for her, for her parents and family, and for us, the congregation family, as we celebrate God's love in that time. Also, our neighbors, just across the parking lot there, the senior center, will be hosting a blood drive this week on Wednesday, August 25th. The blood drive will be from 10 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so if you are able to donate blood, consider it. It's just across the street. And I know you know how to get here because you're here. All right? There we are. 2 weeks from now, Sunday, September 5th, will be Rally Sunday. We're looking for children to sign up for Sunday school and all kinds of other wonderful things. So watch for it. Sunday, September 5th, Rally Sunday. We've gathered this morning to be in worship, whether you are here with us in church or you're gathered with us online. So let us begin that worship by joining together in our gathering song. Nope, not yet. Wait. You're gone for a week and you forget everything. See? Please rise. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
And now let's join in that gathering song. This is Amazing Grace. We sing together.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Is mighty, I'm so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all things.
Who shakes the whole earth with falling thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Amazing grace, this is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
This morning's word. The first lesson is from Joshua, the 24th verse, beginning at let's try the 24th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore reverence the Lord, revere him, and serve him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods that are your ancestors, put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors they served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the Lord answered, and the people said, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did these great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the This is a tough morning. Therefore, stand and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Stay in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John in the 6th chapter. And Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It was Valentine's Day, and Gail was excited. She had worked all day in daycare on the Valentine cards she had made for Mommy and Daddy. It was almost time to leave, and she couldn't wait to show them their cards. See, Daddy's was a heart that she had drawn and then cut out, and in the middle of the heart was a pizza. And the card said, "I love you to pizza." See, Dad used to say, "I love you to pieces," but the way Daddy said it and the way Gail's ears work, it sounded like pizza. And so now that was a little funny between Gail and Daddy. Now, Mommy's card was a moon. It was one of those smile moons, and Mrs. Shepherd had helped Gail draw that. And on Mommy's card, it says, "I love you to the moon." When you turned it over, it said, "and back." That's what Mommy said to Gail every night when she tucked her in for bed. Gail had had so much fun making those cards. Mommy and Daddy were both coming to pick her up from daycare today because they were going to go to Tony's tonight to celebrate Valentine's with spaghetti. Gail stood by the door looking for the car, looking for Mommy and Daddy, and she stood there for a long time. Mrs. Shepherd came to check on her, and then she got a phone call. Mrs. Shepherd looked worried after the phone call, and she came and put her arm around Gail. Finally, there was a car that came to park, but it wasn't their car. It was the wrong color. Their car was blue. Someone was coming, and it wasn't Daddy, and it wasn't Mommy, and Gail started to feel sad. Mrs. Shepherd met the woman who was at the door and talked quickly and quietly to her. And then the woman came towards Gail, and Gail recognized her. It was Mommy's friend Jillian. Gail recognized her because she and Mommy would go to yoga together. Daddy called it yogurt, and that kind of made Gail giggle. Jillian knelt down to look Gail right in the eyes, and she reached out her hand for Gail to take. What should Gail do? You see, Gail's parents had been in an accident driving to daycare that day. There was no family close or in town, and so Jillian had come to get Gail and to take care of her while the doctors were working with Mom and Dad. But what do you choose? Where will Gail go? Who can accept this? You see, these same questions flood through the Bible readings today. From Joshua's, "Choose this day whom you will serve," to Jesus' question to the disciples, "Do you also wish to go away?" To Paul's reminder that we need to keep alert, find strength, and put on the armor of God. You see, the world around us throws these same kinds of challenges and tragedies at all of us, just like it threw them at Gail. Who can accept this? You see, we have choices that we have to make every day. We have lives to live. And sometimes the choices are easy, like what socks to wear. There we are, nothing too flashy. Now, if that choice is hard for you, at least that's not an earth-shattering choice, all right? Because sometimes our choices are not so easy. Like, what am I supposed to say to my boss or my coworker about this? Should I go to that party with my friend or not? Where should I go to college? Should I cheat on that test? There are lots of choices and lots of questions and lots of decisions that we face. And in the readings from Scripture today, we are guided by a loving God who has chosen us already. We are given access to the bread of life and to the Spirit that guides us. We are encouraged to face the world as God's children, protected by the love that comes only from God. Today we hear good news. And it starts even with Joshua, who reminds us that God has chosen us. See, in this reading, Joshua and God's people Israel are on the cusp of entering into the promised land. They are ready to go. No longer are they enslaved in Egypt. No longer are they stuck in the desert, wandering about and trying to figure things. And so Joshua comes to the people and is asking for faith. Faith in the God who is with them. But he does offer a choice. He says, you can turn to the Canaanite gods or the Amorite gods or the Egyptian gods, none of whom has been helpful or present or even real. All right? He says, you can choose them if you wish, or you can choose the Lord. As for me and for my house, we will choose the Lord. The Lord who has been with us, guiding us and guarding us. And you see, the reason for Joshua's faith is that God has chosen them already. God chose them and saved them and stays with them. And so the question hangs there, who? You see, we too are chosen by God. We're chosen by God in our baptism, and we're chosen by Jesus every single day. And like God's people Israel, God is with us to guide and help. God really wants to work with us. And so our choice today is really, do we choose to accept God's choice of us already? And this echoes through even to the gospel story where Jesus asks the 12, do you also want to leave? You see, Jesus has been teaching about bread of life. And he's been teaching us all that that's different from manna, that gift to the people in the wilderness. They were supposed to take just enough for today. It's also different from that miracle bread with the loaves and the fishes where everybody ate as much as they wanted. Bread of life is about faith from God. It's about living and acting in love as we have been loved. Bread of life is about connecting to God at all times. Bread of life is about eating and drinking our salvation both literally and metaphorically. So some of Jesus' followers are upset. They're confused. They're like us most of the time. And some are leaving because eating flesh and drinking blood is just too much for them to even try to ponder. And so Jesus turns to the 12. He turns to his closest followers and friends, and he asks, do you want to leave too? Like Joshua outside the promised land, Jesus proposes a choice. Should I stay or should I go now? Jesus has already chosen the disciples just as Jesus has already chosen us. And this is a question for the future. Do we trust Jesus, the bread of life, to guide us, strengthen us, help us, walk with us? Or do we trust a gut feeling that thinks eating flesh and drinking blood is gross and anybody who wants to talk about it is just a little crazy? Or do we settle into the habit of helping others only so long as we get something out of that? Or do we choose to rest on a truth for ourselves that says, if God's as smart as I am, then I know how we're all going to do this. The disciples make a bold statement. Peter is once again their spokesman, and his statement of faith is encouraging. He says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. They have discovered, like Joshua, the strength that comes from the Lord's choice. They knew that Jesus was their Lord, their Savior, their friend. Jesus is the one that they will follow wherever it is that he leads. Now, they may not always think that way, and they may not always understand, but they will follow, or at least they will try. They will love their neighbors and live as God's children. But you see, the question of those leaving Jesus still rings for me today. Who can accept this? Can we accept a calling to love even enemies? Can we accept a challenge to do all that we can for the least of these, our sisters and brothers? Can we look into the world around us and discover positive ways to share God's love with others? Sometimes that's easy to do. Most of the time, it is a struggle. And that struggle, that who can accept this, is always leads me back to Luther's explanation of the third article of the Creed in the Small Catechism. I know, I'm weird, all right? Because Luther says in that explanation, he says, I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or strength, believe in my Lord Jesus Christ or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. There's the truth of it. Even when I can't grasp it, the reality is God has chosen me. God has chosen us. And that is the comfort of knowing that even when I get it wrong, God's love is there for me, helping me to understand a bit more, helping me to reach out in love a bit more, helping me to recognize the forgiveness, life, and salvation that are mine, that are ours through the love of Jesus Christ. We don't always understand. What we get to do is try. We need to be alert. We need to accept the help of God's armor that protects us, and then that gives us weapons of love to use in a loveless world. God is there for us. God is there beside us. Sometimes living in faith can be like jumping out of an airplane. Sometimes living in faith can be like trying to make a baby smile. The beauty is that we get to live that faith every day with Jesus by our side, calling us, encouraging us, comforting us, challenging us, walking beside us in love. Now, Gail didn't understand what was going on. She's only 4. Jillian said that she was going to take her to see Mommy and Daddy and that Mommy and Daddy were in the hospital. Jillian said that it might be scary, but that she would be there with Gail. So Gail reached out and took Jillian's hand and together they left. And it was scary. The hospital was loud at times and scary quiet at other times. Gail didn't understand a lot, but she was able to give Mommy and Daddy their cards, or at least put them on the bedside table. She whispered what they said to them as she kissed them on the cheek. She whispered what the card said as she prayed for Mommy and Daddy. And she finally fell asleep on Jillian's lap, trusting that God had heard her prayer. God is with us, reaching out a hand every day. Can we accept it? We may not always understand, but we are loved and cared for and encouraged to love and care for others all the same. Our lives are touched by the bread of life. We have been chosen, and we are given an opportunity every day to make God's vision for love of creation, for love of our neighbors, into our mission all the time. May we take the hand that Jesus reaches out to us. May we put on God's armor going into the world to love it to be different. May our statement of faith echo like the disciples in Joshua. May it be, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Please rise in remembrance and celebration of our baptism. Let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. O God of courage, bless all leaders of your church. Make them ready to proclaim the gospel of peace and strengthen them to preach your loving word. Lord, in your mercy, God of creation, bless fields and orchards. Protect the land from drought and bring life-giving rain to support growth. Instruct your people in wise treatment of the world you have provided for all of your creatures. Lord, in your mercy, God of community, bless all who seek justice between nations and peoples. Give guidance to bridge builders, heal divisions, and inspire cooperation in times of crisis, disaster, and war. Lord, in your mercy, O God of compassion, bless all who are in any need. Accompany all who are lonely and feeling abandoned, and remind them of your abiding presence. Accompany all who are persecuted and exploited, and open us to their cries. Lord, in your mercy, God of change, bless our transitions. Guide all who are embarking on new stages in life, such as a new job, new school, or new community. Sustain enduring friendships and kindle new relationships and interests. Lord, in your mercy, God of comfort, bless all who mourn the deaths of their beloved ones. We give you thanks for the saints who have gone before us. Renew our confidence in your promise of resurrection and life in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy, receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. May your week be blessed as you go into the world with hope.
May God's blessing, our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
That's all I need. I humble all I am, all to you.